What was your reaction to the season, the spring sports having to get their season canceled?
It's obviously disappointing. You start in August to build, to be playing your best golf in April and May, and I really felt like with such a young team that we have created such an amazing foundation that every week we were, seeing tremendous positive strides as we were getting close to, ending our regular season and heading into postseason, and not to be able to watch our players be a part of that and have that opportunity to compete for a championship. Obviously, it's heartbreaking and disappointing, we, like I said, the hard work that's gone into it, you just feel like, gosh, you just wish you could have seen it, kind of the end recipe come to the end and see what it would be like, and just really proud of our progress that we've made.
Sean, I was curious if this had happened last year, would Arkansas have lost its place hosting in the rotation?
Actually, we had a call today about that, and I think actually they would have. I think by the way that it looks, that the example that they gave today was Arizona State was hosting this year, the first year of a 3-year contract, and basically next year it'll just kind of like be the second year of their contract. So I do believe we would have lost the opportunity to host the national championship at home.
And also, just how much access do your players have to around the country? How many golf courses are most of them closed, or is there a chance for your players to keep playing during the summer?
We did a Zoom team meeting on Monday, and I got to kind of talk to everybody and see where they were. We have Maria Hoyos, Ella Annacona, Grace St. Germain are on absolute total quarantine in their countries, so they can't even leave the house. And then Jimena Gonzalez is at a stay at home in Mexico. And I think mostly the kid, like Julia Gregg at Dallas, is at a stay at home. So she said that she can kind of go out and walk and hit some balls in her backyard. But for the most part, I think, other than Brooke Matthews being here locally, our golf courses are still open, with some, some guidelines have changed for safety precautions. But she's one of the few people that is really able to get out and practice.
And also, just were you pleased with the eligibility rule where everybody retains their eligibility for next year?
Yeah, I think obviously for our players, it's what they've worked so hard for in their life is to have an opportunity to play in college and to to be able to get this year back. I think it is really important for them. We only have one senior in Grace St. Germain, and she was working hard every day to try to compete for SEC championship in our lineup and for the national championship. And I just, I think it's the right thing to do. And, I think some kids will come back and some kids won't, but, our team was really, really pleased to see that announcement.
Brad, I guess, what was your reaction to the season, getting canceled?
Well, obviously, the kids were very disappointed. We were, obviously coming off the defending the SEC championship, and to win two in a row, have an opportunity for these seniors to win two in a row, was a goal of ours this year. So obviously, from our end, it was disappointing, but for the fact that they're able to get another year, they're extremely excited. Also I am, obviously I have three or four seniors that were a big impact with our program, so definitely excited for them to come back with the opportunity to compete again next year.
Yeah, were you especially happy having a lot of seniors? I mean, it obviously would have been a real tough deal if those guys, would have lost their senior year.
Yes, yeah. We were in a different situation. Sean only had one senior. We had four. And so from my perspective, just to give them the opportunity to come back and compete and defend the SEC championship, which was a goal of ours in the first year. So obviously, I'm biased, and was really extremely excited for our program and the kids on the team.
Thanks. I'll go ahead and pass the gavel or whatever you call it. Pass the baton.
Nate, did you have any for Coach McMagan?
Yeah, I guess for Brad, the same thing. As far as your players, are any of them able to get on the course this summer? Or are they all pretty well quarantined off from most?
They've all gone home, so I think that they and a couple of the kids in Oklahoma are able to play a little bit. They've closed about half the courses, and then William Bulls in Alabama and his course is open, so they're. Obviously, they'll get to play a little bit of golf. School's the most important thing to me right now, of getting them to be responsible on their own to take care of the schoolwork. So obviously, they're eligible next year. So I'm in touch with them on a daily basis to remind them of, number one, school, and then to get a little bit of practice in. You know, summer golf is probably going to be put on a hold for these guys and girls to go out and compete in some big amateur tournaments. So golf right now is secondary, and they'll have plenty of time to get their game back. But I think that a few of them were able to play a little bit.
Thanks.
For each coach, what are you guys doing with your – I'm sure you're – I guess what are you doing with this time? I'm sure there's work involved. Is there any projects around the house or something you're getting to also? Or just how are you using your time in this obviously unusual situation?
Well, for me, I have a four-year-old, so she's home, and I'm doing homeschooling in the morning and, you know, doing all of those, you know, teaching ABCs and 1-2-3s and trying to keep her, you know, on a routine and a schedule while, you know, doing stuff for, you know, around our house, and my husband's not working, so we're all home and just trying to get on a daily routine and a schedule, you know, try and do some self-improvements and, you know, continue my learning and growth as a coach, you know, when I'm not homeschooling and, you know, just really honestly to find a blessing in it that I'm kind of getting to be the mom I've not been able to be, being a coach and traveling all the time. So I'm really trying to soak up the opportunity to, you know, make breakfast in the mornings and to do those things and to be present every day. Through the storm, I've tried to find a silver lining in it.
As for me, I also have a son that's 15 that's at home with schooling. So, taking care of his schoolwork in the morning, and we've had a lot of conference calls with the SEC, and then we're trying to do calls with our team on a. Not an everyday basis, but every couple of days, and just trying to stay in touch with them and keeping them in a positive attitude towards this. I think it's very important that we keep our student athletes in a good frame of mind during this time because they really don't know how long this is going to last and when the season's going to start again. And so I've just been trying to keep our student athletes in a positive frame of mind and doing a little work around the house, which is unusual for me.
Yeah. I guess I hope you haven't broken anything. And for both y'all, I mean, you know, like Brad said, obviously an uncertain, uncharted waters for everybody. Do y'all, you know, have to keep an optimistic outlook for things, or just kind of what's your all's mindset right now?
Well, mine is with the kids.
Go ahead, Brad.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
We're just really trying to stay focused and trying to really get them in a frame of mind for next year. Because obviously we don't know how long this is going to last, and they're, you know, we're 5 months away from school starting, which is a long time. These kids play golf year round since they've probably been 10 to 12 years old, and it's kind of a shell shock to them. So, just a positive goal of maybe hoping that we can start in the fall. You know, I think that's a lot of all our hopes is to have a golf season next year and trying to keep them a good frame of mind to look forward to the future.
Yeah, I think just trying to be present every day. Obviously, we don't know an end goal in sight, but, you know, I've challenged my team to try and become an elite thinker. You know, we can't do the golf course technical stuff, but we can do things to help us become, you know, better and smarter in the way we think in our belief system. So we're sending them daily things to remind them, podcasts to listen to, webinars to sign up for, you know, and hopefully in their free time they're using this opportunity to, you know, really kind of dig deep and become, you know, tough upstairs mentally. I think that's a huge part of our sport. And, a part that I think sometimes we don't cultivate enough, and to really take this time to try and be better at, in the way we think and our outlook. And these times are challenging for all of us. And, you know, I think, you know, having faith over fear and really just trying to make sure that they have a roadmap to continue to grow their mindset.
Could y'all both say how many of your seniors you expect to have returning? If I'm sorry if you're repeating there.
I've got four seniors, and I expect three of them to return next year, hopefully if everything works out through scholarship issues, and which we're not in an unknown territory right now, and so I expect three of them to come back.
Could you say which one of the four is not expecting to?
You know, I just don't know really right now. It's just, you know, depending on, you know, financial situations of how, you know, a lot of these, we've got some parents that aren't, you know, in a financial, like the jobs, how their jobs go. And so, you know, I'm hoping that they all come back, but, you know, we have Luis Garza in Mexico, and he's really uncharted right now of how things are going to go over there in Mexico throughout this period.
Yeah, and for me, I just have one senior, Grace St. Germain, and, you know, stuff waiting. Like, we know we get a year of eligibility back, but, you know, is there going to be the funding in place, I think is the biggest question. But Grace's intentions are to come back to school, so she's a, you know, a big part of what we do. And, we, you know, obviously, if we can have her back and everything works out perfect, then that's what she'll do.
Okay, and Brad, I know Julian, I believe, is still on campus. Is he the only one still on campus? And what do you guys do for him, you know, on a day-to-day basis?
He is. He's still in town. They've got a shutdown in Peru. Obviously, he can't get home. And, well, you know, unfortunately, you know, there's no practice and no time to for him to come out and work on his game. So, and for him, catching up on school is very important. We had a busy spring, and we always get a little bit behind during this time of year. So I talk to him every day to get him to stay on top of his schoolwork. And he's in a good frame of mind, and he's just going to try to get through this. And he doesn't know if he'll even get home for the summer. So he may be here until the first of the year. So hopefully in the next couple months, golf will get back on its feet, and he'll get to start practicing his game.
And Sean, what about for you and your roster? I know you have several international players.
Yeah, obviously Brooke Matthews is here. She lives in Rogers, but Kajal Mistry from South Africa is still here. Her family decided that it was best that she stay here, and not she was going to have to lay over in Europe, and felt like that it was probably best if she stayed here. You know, our medical system is in a, you know, in a good place here, and if something were to happen, she'd probably have better care instead of having to risk all that, you know, 25 hours on a plane, you know, all that travel. It was probably in her best interest to stay here. So she's actually staying with Brooke Matthews up in Rogers at her house. And, you know, poor thing, obviously with the facilities being shut down, she's just been, I talked to her almost daily, and chipping in the yard. The Matthews have a net in their garage, and, you know, obviously like Brad said, schoolwork is our first priority, and you know, just daily check-ins to make sure she's good.
Okay, Shauna, are there any courses around at all? I mean, could you even go to Top Golf or anything like that?
Top Golf is closed down, and you know, with the way the legislation's working right now, we just aren't allowed to. You know, that for them to have access. And, yeah, they could probably go. I guess I haven't even checked on Stonebridge Meadows, you know, public golf courses, facilities. I'm sure if they're open, they could go. But, you know, you have a kid like Kajal doesn't have a car. So it's just there's a lot of different working pieces to this. And, you know, right now, honestly, my message is let's be safe. Let's be smart. Let's stay healthy. You know, staying home is definitely recommended. So why don't we just do that and you know, do your schoolwork. And I think, you know, once we maybe see some light at the end of the tunnel, we can start worrying about trying to get them back out on the golf course.
Okay. Brad, could you shed any more light on that? Are you aware of anything that's open?
I'm not aware of anything that's open. I get, you know, reiterate what Shauna said. Right now with Julian, The number one goal is his schoolwork, and he's obviously anxious to get back out and start playing and practicing. And you know, this will be the longest layover he's ever had. You know, the longest layoff he's ever had. But again, he's in a really good frame of mind, and once we see some reopenings, you know, with Kajal here and Brooke, maybe they can get out and start playing a little bit. But we're just mainly just trying to stay healthy and stay safe right now, and kind of golf's on the back burner. But as soon as we get an opportunity with a course or two to come open, then definitely get them back out there.
Okay, and my final question to you guys, I really appreciate y'all doing this, would be the reality of the lost revenue at the university level. Have you already had discussions about maybe cutting travel budget or anything like that, or where would that stand?
We don't have any idea right now. Honestly, I think we're more. I think the message has been really clear that our student athletes, their safety right now is the most important piece, and I'm sure Hunter is probably putting a plan together to make sure that we all have what we need to be successful once this passes. So that's really been the message that I've been given thus far.
Yeah, the same. Definitely haven't heard anything, but kind of in the back of my mind, making plans for it. There's so many good tournaments in the country that we could rearrange our schedule to budget better that if we have to. But again, I think that Hunter will give us every opportunity to be successful on our end. To both programs have been very successful in the past, and I know that he wants to continue the success of the student athletes. But we just haven't heard anything yet. But it's always definitely in the back of my mind right now.
I had a quick question about Mystery Kajal. Having been the number one junior player in South Africa, and I know she was top five in the Annika Intercollegiate, how has she handled all that pressure, being thrown into the spotlight, and just how she's handled it overall in her short time in college?
She's done amazing. I always joke with her, do you have a sister, because her parents did such a tremendous job raising her. You know, just an awesome young lady. Obviously, she's very seasoned with her golf. So she stepped right in and had a tremendous mark on our program in her first year. And to watch her growth, not only in golf, but just personally, I think she's the resources that we've been able to provide her has really set her off on a really awesome trajectory. And, you know, obviously we're cut short this year, but her future is super bright. And I'm just, you know, really blessed to have such an awesome young woman on our team, and such a great leader, and does a fantastic job for us.
And Shauna and Brad, I think the other guys on this call already covered this, but you know, those are the things in terms of the current teams. But as far as the former Hogs, Shauna, if you could kind of talk about Gabby Lopez and her most recent win and the talks you've had with her. And then Brad, if you don't mind, just chiming in about Andrew Landry's win in January, along with Sebastian Kaplan's success being sixth in that event.
Yeah, you know, Gabby, gosh, well, I mean, what a great, you know, starter season with a win. And then she hadn't planned to play in Australia, so she was actually home, and she was going to fly to the tournaments in China and in Thailand. And so she ended up right out of the bat after winning right away. She was already on a six-week kind of time off, and now it's just obviously grown even larger, her time off. You know, she's staying at home and just trying to do the best she can with, you know, the hand she's been dealt. But it was really great for her to get off to a really hot start. I talked to Stacy a lot. We faced our little girls FaceTime to keep them entertained, and she's you know, just really trying to stay fit, practice as much golf as she can. You know, she actually did go over to Australia you know, struggled a little bit, but you know, was excited about this season. I think she has a good plan in place being a new mom. And you know, Maria Fossey is just like chomping at the bits, like a horse in the gate, ready to run, because you know, this is, you know, really her rookie season, full season, and to have this happen you know, she's just she's ready to go. So when the horn blows, I think she'll be looking for the opportunity.
With Andrew, that was a fortunate win for him this year. You know, he lost in a playoff there a couple of years ago to John Rahm, and he's had a lot of success. You know, he'd missed about 8 cuts out of the last 12 before that, and fortunate to get a win right now, because right now with the PGA Tour suspending play for a couple months, it's going to be tough for these guys to get starts. Now, obviously, with him winning, he'll be able to play the rest of the season. And with Sebastian having a couple really good finishes to start off his rookie year was important. But, you know, they're unknown right now with what's going to happen. I think the fields are going to expand to 144, which will help Sebastian and Austin get in some more events. But you're going to see players like Ricky Fowler and Jordan Spieth and DJ and Brooks start playing in tournaments like the Houston Open and the RBC, that all the tournaments in the fall that they didn't play in. That's going to take a lot of spots from the guys that are, you know, in that 125 category. So it's very fortunate for Andrew to get that win early this year, because now once the season starts back up, he'll be able to play a full schedule, and Sebastian and Cookie will be waiting by the phone, I think, to look forward to getting some starts the rest of the year to keep their card.